even that looks better than this, which is like, it's Crunchyroll's money. Like, what? Where did it go?
They don't. Crunchyroll doesn't have a lot of money. That's the thing. Crunchyroll, like, they run on kind of a shoestring budget. I mean, even the translators get paid like piss compared to the industry rates. And it's not. Crunchyroll, like, they're a company that loves to look like they have a lot of money, but they don't have a lot of money. I mean, it's anime, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be that profitable. It's not like they're making, you know, Netflix original shows. It's not like they're making, content for HBO. They're making, you know, this every so often an anime adaptation.
If this Netflix or if this Crunchyroll original is any indication, they probably won't be making much more anime in the future.
Well, they have produced a couple of quote-unquote Crunchyroll anime that were pretty good in the past. I'm forgetting. Or maybe my mind is mixing them up with, like, the quote-unquote Netflix original anime. Like,
yeah, because there's a lot of Netflix originals, quote-unquote originals, even though it's kind of just they're the ones hosting it.
Like, you gotta have some massive balls to host Masaki Yuasa's Devilman and call it a Netflix original anime. Like, what the fuck are you on about?
Oh my god, that was also a ride. Holy shit. It had good music, though.
It sure did. I picked up the CD, and the CD looks really, really cool because the jewel case is like a translucent red. So the whole thing, when you open it up, just has that, like, color that, like, it looks like it belongs in the show. It's really cool. I think they did a vinyl of it at some point. I didn't get that, but it's a great OST.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things nobody could complain about. Because I know a lot of people read the manga and they watched the old OVAs and they're like, oh man, this is not what Devilman's about. Like, this is a total mockery of Devilman. But nobody can talk badly about the OST. That was, like, perfect.
I also don't even know if I agree with that assessment of it. I do think that there are certain things that the Netflix show, or I should say the Yuasa show, did incorrectly. Especially the ending. I think the ending escalated too quickly and there wasn't as much weight to everything happening. It was just kind of a chaotic clusterfuck. Especially, like, the other demons, or I should say the other devil men, they got no exposition whatsoever. So, like one of the things in the manga was when they were, like, experimenting on that chick whose, like, pussy and tits were possessed, and she was just, like, coming acid. Like, that was just so wild for a manga from that era, and, like, that was totally absent from the Netflix anime. All that stuff. But it was still really good. I thought the first half was good. And there were certain scenes in the anime that were really good. One that I don't recall if this was in the manga, but one of the most horrifying scenes in the whole show.